It's time for today's daily devotional. And this week we're talking about love out loud. Today we're going to turn our focus to Scripture, Ephesians 4:32. Love that forgives. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. Boy, that's tough, isn't it? That's one of those hard ones for us because you know what? It certainly is easy to forgive people when they're doing us right. You know what I mean? But then when the tables are turned and they start to hurt us or disappoint us or just completely let us down, that's where love just gets real, isn't it? Love out loud isn't just about affection. Love out loud is about forgiveness as well. And forgiveness doesn't mean what happened to you was okay or what they did is okay, nor does it erase that pain. But instead, forgiveness is releasing our right to hold on to bitterness. It's choosing to love when even it's not deserved, because that's what Christ did for us. The loudest love isn't always expressed with words. It's often shown in mercy. When we forgive, we mirror God's heart. His love forgave us first, and now he invites us to extend the same grace to other people. Think of it like this. You got a backpack, and it's filled with these heavy stones. If you were to take each stone out, and each stone represented something like maybe anger or hurt or resentment, the longer you carry that backpack, the heavier it becomes. Forgiveness is like taking those stones out one by one until we are free to walk again without that load. Parents feel this too, because sometimes children say or do things that hurt our feelings. And sometimes friendships or marriages feel the sting of sharp words. But Love Out Loud chooses to forgive not because the hurt was real, but because holding on to it keeps us from loving fully. And forgiveness is not weakness. It's strength that's rooted in God's love. Now, we all know how hard forgiveness is, but it's holy. And it doesn't come naturally. It comes supernaturally through the Spirit at work in us. So when we forgive, we are not excusing sin. We are entrusting justice and healing into God's hands. And forgiveness doesn't mean that we have to stay in any type of toxic cycles. Some people treat us badly, they manipulate us, or they display narcissistic behavior that just completely drains our peace. But loving out loud does not mean entertaining unhealthy relationships. It means setting boundaries while still choosing to forgive. You can release the hurt. You can pray for them, and you can wish them well without keeping yourself trapped in destructive patterns. True love out loud remembers, forgiven people forgive people. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, thank you for forgiving us more times than we can count. Help us to extend that same grace to other people and give us the courage to release the bitterness, to let go of our pride, and the strength to love and love hard through forgiveness. May our life reflect the mercy that you've shown us. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.